all over the world, welcome to the special edition of Popstar Space, the launch party for the anticipated music video of My Mind by our beloved pop star royalty, Sara Geronimo, featuring Billy Crawford. We are your hosts tonight. I'm Jello, and thank you all for tuning in to tonight's space session. We hope that you join us with the stream party later at 8 p.m. YouTube link for the premiere of the music video is up on our pinned post. And also, please share this space to your friends as well, as we will be having special guests later to discuss the music video. Madam, how are you feeling tonight?
I don't feel any pressure right now. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening. What are we expecting tonight, madam?
Okay, so welcome to Popstar Space, My Mind Music Video Launch Party. We're expecting... Wala naman. Let's just keep the hype going. Tuloy-tuloy tayo sa pag-tweet using our taglines, My Mind Music Video. And while you're interacting with us dito sa space, please use hashtag Popstar Space, hashtag Sara Geronimo, hashtag Billy Crawford. Don't forget to use our tags. And watch out for our guests later as we have a roundtable discussion about the music video.
Sab, Ian, yeah. Kaloy, good evening.
Good evening, everyone.
Oh my God! Good evening!
Oh my God! Kumusta ang ating mga puso?
Oh my God! Kinakabahan ako.
Bakit? Saan kayo kinakabahan?
Wala, hindi ko din alam.
Mixed emotions? Ewan ko ba? Parang halo-halo.
Parang may ibang pakiramdam. Parang I smell positive vibes. Puro
yes, halo. Tama ka dyan, Sab. In fairness, ha. Pagpatuloy natin ang positive vibes hanggang mamaya, hanggang ma-release ang
release ng My Mind
video.
Music video, diba? Ayan. Thank you so much, ha. Super early nyo nag-tune in sa space tonight. But yes, please share pa rin as para sama-sama tayo mag-bonding for the release of My Mind Music video. Tama.
Yes, Jello.
Yes, and syempre hindi naman pwedeng kami lang yung nagchichikahan dito. So yung mga, you can comment your expectations.
Yes.
Kung ano yung gusto nyo makita, ano ba yung na-anticipate nyo na mararamdaman nyo sa pag napanood nyo na yung music video. Ganyan.
And syempre comment nyo dyan lahat ng mga sa tingin nyo, ano yung concept or kung ano yung may story ba sa music video na ito. And then meron tayo syempre streaming guidelines na kailangan sundin para hindi naman sayang ating pag-view ng music video, di ba, Sab?
Yes, because what we're gonna do tonight is, so we have a pre-show. By 8 p.m. we will take a 10-minute break para kanya-kanya tayo manood ng, of course, manood tayo at mag-stream ng music video na My Mind sa YouTube. So we'll resume discussion sa mga reactions, first view reactions nyo by 8:10 p.m. and then around 8:30 when our special guests come up na, we will have a round table discussion to know more about the making of the music video. But take note, by March ata, G Productions and Sara Geronimo will be re-releasing their making of music video as well on YouTube. So ngayon parang tonight we'll just have a sneak peek or a bit of a taste of what happened during the production of My Mind music video.
Okay, siguro para mas maganda, let's read the streaming guidelines just to remind everyone.
Yes.
First, of course, you need to log into your YouTube account. Mas maganda ata kung yeah, may account tayo before we watch. Then we need to search the video manually. We can watch 3 to 4 other music videos in between the MV, at least 10 to 15 minutes. Next, we can refresh the page a few times before rewatching the MV. Watch the full video and do not skip forward. Set the video quality above 480p. Yeah, so take note of that. And of course, comment, interact with other comments. If needed, switch to a different account after 8 to 10 hours of streaming. Do not use a playlist in the first 24 hours. Do not mute the video. At yung volume should be at least 50%. So next, do not loop, replay the video. And next, send the link of the video to your friend. Syempre, we need to share it, diba? Yan. So, basta ang main goal lang naman ng streaming is dapat magmukha tayong tao na nagsistream. So, yun. Yan. So, manually search the video, search my mind, RGMP, and yun. Para sure na makakount yung view natin. Alright?
Yay. Yes. Hope everyone is all set for the streaming later at 8 p.m. Philippine time. My Mind music video, sa Geronimo Billy Crawford. Guys, we have 15 minutes left before the release. So, ano ang inyong mga theories? Ano yung mga expectations? Whatever. I mean, from the rollout now that this is the day. So, kamusta? Kamusta kayo?
Oh, may nabasa ako dito ngayon. Sabi ni Dorothea, looking forward po ako sa choreography talaga. So, are we expecting a dance break?
We should. I'm not sure it's a dance break, but take note, we will be also having a dance video and practice video coming up for the following weeks. Diba? Yes. So, for sure, may choreography.
Ano yung na-expect mo sa MV?
I am expecting... Hindi, ina-expect ko talaga na mapublow ang aking mind because kita naman natin sa teasers na napakaganda. Diba, ka-partner Sabrina?
Yes, tama ka dyan, ka-partner. So, based on sa visualizer and teasers, ano yung tingin mong concept? May yung story ng MV?
Actually, ang nakita ko, no, para siyang nasa control booth. Tapos, yung editing niya is very 90s, cyberpunk, ganun yung mga elements na nakikita natin. So, ang theory ko is baka isa sa kanila ang ikino-control. Yun ang
So yung isa parang
theory.
Puppet, ganun.
Yes.
Kasi nga may mind. No? That makes sense.
Yes.
Excited din for, I know a lot of puppeteers are excited for the looks of Sarah G, no? Yun na nga, nagkalat ng mga Gentle Monster sunglasses, mga ina-ID na yung mga fashion items ni Sarah. I mean, this
yes.
It's the first time in a long while, no, for a music video ni Sarah na she did like hindi naman crazy but out of the box hairstyle with the pink hair with the hime haircut.
Yes.
So, exciting. Ikaw, Carlo, what are your thoughts and expectations and theories for the music video?
Actually, ako halo-halo, hindi ko na nga alam sa totoo lang kung ano ba mararamdaman ko sa music video. Pero sobrang ako excited kasi first, ngayon lang si Sarah para nag-change ng hair color sa music video. Tama ba, Jello? Like, pink hair.
Yeah, like drastic, like severe
drastic,
haircut.
Yeah, tama. Yeah. Tapos with the concept naman, so feeling ko, di ba parang sila nasa control booth and then si Sarah ang robot na kinokontrol ni Billy. Kaya, kasi di ba meron pang part
na siya?
Maraming building.
It's giving, AI.
Maraming robot. Building. So, kahit asaan si Sarah, madaming nakatingin sa kanya. Palagi siyang pinanonood. So, kept always nag-iingat or ewan ko ba kung ano, pero excited din ako. Sana may dance break, of course.
Of course. Sa aralin agad yun na nag-iisang si Carlo.
Ay, hindi lang ako. Sa tayong lahat kailangan pag-aralan yung steps, no?
Mag-migrate na sa TikTok.
Yes. Kailangan mag-trend din tayo, no, for sure. Pinagandaan nila itong mga choreo and everything. And I'm so excited. Oh my God. 11 minutes na lang, guys.
11 minutes. Oh, and 11 minutes and My Mind music video is now trending at number 4 in the Philippines with 5,000 plus tweets. So let's keep on tweeting. Use the use our tags, My Mind music video, all caps, hashtag Sarah Geronimo, hashtag Billy Crawford. Also, please go on to YouTube now. Just wait there. The YouTube link for My Mind music video is up on our pinned post. So, yun, see you there by 8 p.m. guys.
Yes.
Maganda yung point ni Carlo kanina sa music video. I mean, from Ian's control thingy na parang ano, di ba? Maganda din yung sabi ni Jose Carlo na parang a lot of, di ba yung mata-mata na nakita natin sa mga teasers and all. So parang it plays with, di ba sabi ni Ian, cyberpunk, 90s aesthetic, parang ganun. So kay Jose Carlo naman siguro on concept, hyper-surveillance, mga ganun. I mean,
yes,
that's... So, those are the words that we're getting. So, yun. Sa mga listeners, what are your thoughts? What are your... How
yes,
excited are you guys?
Comment kayo kung ano yung mga thoughts sa music video. Oh my God, let's do this.
Okay, sabi ni yada-yada magtadas version 2.0. I just want SG to bring us to a new era of her music. Exciting times to be a pop star.
Truly. Super. Exactly. Marami akong over the course of the rollout, marami akong nababasa ng tweets na parang we prayed for times like this. Yung mga ganun, yung mga tweet ng mga popsters.
Yeah.
As in, tapos, all congratulatory flowers and all praises to the team from Viva G Prod, Sarah G team, to the production. Way better, I know. Diba sila yung production sa music video. So, all props to all of them involved in the music video.
Na-excite na ako sobra.
We're trending at number 4 with 5,000 tweets, My Mind Music Video. Please prepare your YouTube links and let's watch the MV. By 8 p.m, we'll take a short intermission break sa space, but we will not end the space. So just be here, just come back again, because by 8:10 p.m, we will resume discussion, and around 8:30, we will welcome our special guest to discuss the production and the making of My Mind Music Video. So exciting!
Ready na ba?
Press 100 if you're ready for the music video of My Mind of Sarah G and Billy Crawford.
Yon. So spread the MV. Come back, watch it a few times. Come back here by 8:10 p.m. and let's discuss all your thoughts on the My Mind music video. Let's go! And we're back on air, or shall I say space. Welcome again to a special edition of Popsters Space, the launch of the music video of My Mind by Sarah Geronimo and Billy Crawford. Ano, kamusta, madam?
Oh my God.
You've seen the anticipated music video. What are your thoughts? What are your reactions? Go, comment down below. Let's go.
Dahil super OA ako, I died during the dance break. Nabuhay lang ako. Sobrang ganda. At ang ganda ng dance break. My gosh. It's worth the hype. It's worth the rollout and everything.
Meron tayong special guest.
Maganda.
Oh my gosh. Ladies and gentlemen. Matteo Guidicelli. In space, hi!
Yes!
Saya naman tong Twitter, ano? Anong tawag na to? Twitter party.
Twitter, yes!
Yes! Hi, Mateo!
Kamusta?
Hi, Kuya Matt!
Hi, guys!
Hello, magandang gabi. Maganda ba yung music video? Ano, binasag ba yung TV?
Muntik na rin po namin basagin ng TV sa bahay.
Oh, ito, mag-contest tayo. Sino makabasag ng TV na napakalupit? May prize.
Ala, ilang,
ilang TV? Ilang TV po ba yung nasa set nyo?
Yes.
Ano, enjoy ba? Maganda?
Yes, super.
Wala po kaming masabi actually ngayon. Parang di pa nagsisink in lahat. Oh my God.
And also, Mateo, G-Prod team, Sarah, we would like to take this opportunity to like say congratulations and thank you for a great rollout. It was well planned, well executed. You made a lot of popsters happy, and we hope Sarah is proud and proud of herself and proud of the team that you guys have worked on with G-Prod, Viva, and Way Better, Sila Direct Naki. For us, all we can do is just support and move forward sa ganitong, ang saya, ang sarap. For the past few weeks, sobrang alive ng popster hearts namin. And thank you for doing everything, all this for us.
Ayos, thank you guys. Maraming salamat. Thank you for appreciating. And then, sana i-tweet nyo, retweet nyo, post nyo, at lahat-lahat spread out nyo. Dahil sobrang natutuwa si Sarah at lahat ng team. At maganda dahil talagang na-pressure talaga namin na yung team namin na dapat maganda yung rollout para sa inyo lahat at maging maganda to. Dahil si Billy Crawford din, pinaka-astig yan, diba? One of the best not just locally but in the world. Also my wife, syempre the best also. So maraming salamat sa inyo at ayun, tuloy-tuloy lang because there's more to come, marami pa.
Yes, just kung madami pa tayong fanfucksters. Oh my God, ready na ba?
Thank you to Mateo for joining the space.
Yes, thank you,
sir Mateo.
Thank you
to G Proud to Viva. I know we just have borrowed time from Mateo and kusino man kasama niya. I mean, I hope Sarah is with him.
Yes.
Listening. Do you guys any message kay Mateo, kay Sarah, sa G Proud, sa Viva? You guys can share in na. And also, you can comment down below then and we can read it. Para live na live, malalaman ni na Sarah, ni na Mateo, ni na ng G Proud, ng Viva, ang inyong mga thoughts. Unahan ko. I mean, there's this one tweet, maganda sinabi niya, from Nars Puds. I hope Sarah and Mateo is listening. She said, nung last February 10, during the rollout of the mga concept photos, sabi niya dito, "No one does it like her in the Philippines. When Sarah G decides to move forward, original Filipino music advances with her too." So this is Sarah Geronimo proving once again that she is part of the renaissance of the Philippine music, elevating the industry era after era. So with that, I hope like patuloy lang padayon sa quality content. I mean, we've seen Sarah co-directed all her concerts, her live staging, her ASAP performances, and with this rollout sa music video, we can, I mean, sobrang ganda. So yun, thank you so much.
For me, of course, kudos to the whole team, G Productions, Way Better, Viva, ayan kay Sarah, kay Billy Crawford. Kasi rollouts pa lang, grabe. Lahat ng mga nababasa kong mga request ng popsters, ginawa nila with this music video, my mind. Kaya grabe, support natin to guys. And keep watching, share sa lahat ng mga friends. Ang ganda, oh my God.
Yeah. Yes, I hope nakikinig din sa SG app until now. So thank you so much for this
for gracing the
wonderful MV. Oh my gosh, salamat po sa pakikinig sa fans, sa pag-spoil sa amin, sa alam kong minsan syempre demanding ganyan, pero still nakinig pa rin kayo and eto na. Grabe, grabe yung outcome, yung product. Sobrang wow, sobrang out of my mind talaga, grabe. So thank you so much, SG and Matt, the whole team, Way Better, G Prod, Viva. Maraming salamat po.
Yes, and thank you for gracing our space session tonight, Sir Mateo, and also G Prod and Viva and Sarah. And we'll be having a lot more special guests coming up around 8:30 to discuss mas in-depth yung music video para ma-process natin sabay-sabay banlawan session. But it's just a sneak peek or a taste of how they made My Mind music video from the producers. And shout out lang natin muna, all the credits go to these people: Viva Records Corporation, G Productions, directors Naki and Y and Stacy of Way Better, video team Rika for editors, 3D VFX editor Stacy, director of photography Sean Amador, director of photography assistant Miguel Lapides, Joshua Navarro, lights, grip and rental Dcam Rentals, production assistants for Way Better Isa, Marinella, Jake, and for the BTS team of video also Way Better Kevin, Oliver, Tri and Tripod Studios. Art department, production designer Jessica Alves, art director Limuel Javier, setman Michael Tagumpay, Raymond Ishael Irwin, John Patrick Nerville, and Jeffrey, art department driver Johnny Mariano. And special thanks to Dot Archives for pull-out clothes, additional styling, care of Ellis and Company, and assets, Spaceship CB1 by Karem Cavalci. Dance team, Hander is Bea Lino. The choreographer for My Mind is J. Joseph Ronces Valles. I know J. Joseph also choreographed Gento and Baby Calma, etc. So we're in good hands. Hopefully, ako personally, I want to see na the dance video. Dancers Chris Vino, Joshua Marabilias, Ira Kasim, Richelle Arellano. To Billy Crawford's team, Senior Road Manager Carol Paracio, Junior Road Manager James Sambayon, Styling Team Rain and M, Head Stylist Emilian Rain de Gala, Assistant Stylist Leoliza Bravo, makeup artist Amy Gray, hairstylist Junjun Parser, and Sarah G's team, Hander, Ms. Chai Garcia, Viva, road manager Chloe Blaser, makeup artist Jala Laurel, hairstylist Raymond Santiago, styling Liz Uy and styling company Nails Extraordinails, G Productions team, head of digital accounts Ms. Marion Lagman, content producers Dan Rebstrioson, Chantal Ang, Janina Buenaventura, and behind the scenes, Oomph PH, Juan Miguel Parfum, production house Way Better, label Viva Records and G Productions. Of course, for the music, we have our artists Sarah Geronimo and Billy Crawford, composers Jin Chan, Billy Crawford, Sarah Geronimo, Carl Angelo, produced by Jin Chan and Carl Angelo, and Saint, mixed by Made in DVN, mastered by Jan Fertes, recorded by Jin Chan, production house Way Better, and publishing by Viva Music Publishing Incorporated. Congratulations to all the team behind My Mind music video, Sarah Geronimo and Billy Crawford. Thank you naman, thank you sa pag pasok ni Mateo.
Yeah, Sir Mateo, good in Shelly, thank you po.
Unexpected yun. Okay, sabi ni Pandit, this is her best MV up to this day. So excited on what's next. Thank you at Jessara GNG Productions. Thank you for always being there, Mateo. And also, Kuya Raynan, excited for what's next to come. Thank you for making everyone happy and entertained. Thank you for inspiring us. Sabi ni Katie, Sarah's undeniably the game changer in the OPM industry. She started ikot-ikot and since then has advanced OPM with her world-class talent and artistry. Popstars has been waiting for this and here we are, guys. We've been heard. Thank you at Jessara. Forever's not enough to love you.
Aww.
Her best music video, sobra pa sa maganda, sabi ni Troy. I love it, sabi ni Carrot Joe. Super ganda po, astig ng breakdance, sabi ni Popster Mia. The music video itself is world-class, galing-galing, Sarah G and Billy. Alam nyo, yung countdown pa lang na ano, yung parang Japanese anime.
Sobrang influence, Jello.
Ang ganda, sobrang no. Ganda.
Parang siyang part ganda ng music no. Video.
Parang concert yung countdown, ha? Parang,
okay. Ako, I can hear the popster screaming.
I know, right?
Akala ko yung start ng music video countdown.
Akala ko.
Uy, maganda. Habang nagka-countdown, ilagay natin yung nagsisigawan yung mga popster.
Sabi ni Merlion Matthew, 100% sure this is Sarge's eyes. Parang hindi naman yan kay Billy. But, okay.
Okay, first, syempre, unang-una yung countdown nga na parang very Voltes 5 mag-transition na into robot-inspired, mga ganon. So, kudos to the team at naisip niyo yun. Thank you so much. Then, yung parang, hindi ko alam kung ako lang to, pero parang gumagalaw or sa edit lang siya. Parang gumagalaw yung sahig, yung parang may silver ball.
Parang naka-conveyor belt siya.
Oo, parang ganon. So, I love it. Of course, hindi naman mawawala yung visuals ni Sarah. My gosh. That yung dalawang outfit niya. Though I love the game changer pink hair, nangingibabaw yung isang look niya. Yung parang, yung iba yung salamin niya. Naka-dark brown hair. Then, yung transition from that pink hair to funky look, like, ang smooth. Tapos parang nag-dance na siya. So, sobrang, ano, yung pakiramdam ko dito sa music video, like, talagang yung mga dinadaing ng popstars, talagang pinakinggan, pinag-isipan, pinagmitingan, inupuan, tapos eto na. Then the choreo, oh my God, ang dali niyang sayawin, pero syempre natin gagawin niya. So, may dance break nga, at narinig tayo, may dance break siya. Then, the Acer ad placement. My God. So, bali parang part sila ng music video na to. Yun. So, ayun. Thank you so much, G Productions, Way Better, Viva, Sarah and Mateo, and the whole team. Thank you so much po.
Sabi ni JL, giving you your deserved flowers tonight, G Productions. We see you and we thank the whole team. Ano ang mga favorite parts niyo sa music video? Let's make this fun muna.
I love the pink hair talaga. I think It's very iconic of her doing that.
Talaga. Ang dami yung shots na gano'n ah.
Diba?
I face
mean,
guard.
Parang lalong lumabas yung ganda ni Sarah wearing that pink hair. Hindi ko pa talaga ma-process ng husto kasi isang pa lang siya napapanood. Pero yung pink hair talaga yung nag-grab ng attention ko. As in, ang ganda-ganda niya.
Ako, I like the, ano, yung shot nung parang conveyor belt na room, na silver room, and parang gray room. It reminds me of, ano, very...
Yung may bilog-bilog.
Oo, may bilog-bilog. Very J-Lo, If You Had My Love.
Yes, yes.
Lumalabas yung age ko. Ano pa? Ano, ikaw, madam? Ano favorite shots mo? Ano favorite moments mo? I mean, the CGI, ang ganda nung spaceship.
Yes, malinis, no?
Yes. And the effects, ah, hindi over... Hindi overboard yung effects ng yung mga lumalabas-labas ng mga effects. Parang tamang tipla siya for me. Yung visual effects.
Yes. It's good.
Tom, madam, ano favorite mo?
Oh my gosh, ano bang favorite ko? Yung dance break. Sobrang galing kasi basta iba talaga. Pag si Sarah tsaka si Billy, like ever since, di ba? Sobrang match nila. Wala, parang ano din naman, super fan talaga ako din ng tandem nila. Like, sa ASAP, sa concert, tas now that they have their own track in MV, super nakaka.
Truly, it's a long time coming, no? But the quality naman, good. So, sobrang, Billy looks great, ha, in the music video. I mean, super yung presence niya and everything. Ang cool. Ang cool din yung pagkapasok nila kay Billy, yung parang papunta na siya sa TV, gano'n. What else? Carlo, ano favorite mong parts?
Siyempre, J-Lo. Dance break. Ang intense.
Parang lahat dance break? Or wala lang talaga kayo ma-process kasi yung sabi yung dance
Actually,
break?
Actually, sa ngayon, wala. J-Lo,
baka pag pinag-usapan ulit natin to sa ibang oras, ang dami Pero cute tong ano, eto ta, yung nasa loob ng mga ng TV room si Sars, yung mga shots,
yes, yung mga
niya doon na yung lumalapit yung camera, ang ganda.
Si Sara, yes, yun din, madam.
Yes. Pero ano ha, interesting, when our guests come up later, we'll get to know what's the concept, the story behind. Because, di ba kanina sa pre-show, we talked about cyberpunk, we talked about hyper-surveillance, we talked about mind control, ganun, di ba? Medyo malabo siya sa akin sa music video upon first viewing. So I need more details of what it is all about, no? But all else, ganda. Ganda. The effects, everything. The cuts. Work siya sa akin.
Oo. Perfect. Parang we were expecting din kasi na parang, di ba, nag-theorize tayo ng kung ano yung magiging story ng MV. Pero siguro dahil isang beses ko pa lang siya mapapanood, hindi ko pa fully nakikita yung story ng MV, pero maganda siya. Parang pinuno yung mata natin ng visuals.
True, and I love how consistent they were and they are in terms of details. I mean, the references to Japanese anime, manga, details with SG's hair, yung sa countdown na video, that's sobrang pearl, no? Yung mga details that they looked into. So, yun. And also, like, the colors dun sa control booth, even the setup, it kind of harkens back to, like, 90s Japanese. Yung mga setups, yung mga, alam niyo yun, yung mga parang ninja movies, yung mga ganun. So, interesting. Again, we would like to say thank you to Mateo.
Yes, thank you, Mateo.
Kanina, and Sarah, for sure, magkasama naman sila. and J-Prod. And Viva and Way Better. So we're just waiting on our special guest to discuss further the music video. But ayun, for now, let's just read and share what are your thoughts, guys. Sabi ni Nito, yes. Smashing dance break killed her previous dance breaks.
Grabe yung dance break. And also, ang ganda din itong ano, yung after ng bridge ni Billy, tapos yung, what do you call that? Transition ba yun? Dun sa next.
So may CGI?
Yung mga buildings sa CGI. Uh-oh. Ang galing! Pumili ako talaga.
Ang ganda din yung added na dance break na instrumental. Dun sa part 9.
Ang ganda! Yes, yes. Oo.
And again, Everyone, please share the link of the music video to your friends, co-popsters, you know. The views are crucial these first 24 hours. Hopefully, we can get as much views and traction para mapasok natin siya sa
trending. Mapasok tayo sa trending, yeah.
Yes. Let's share it to K-pop stans, P-pop stans. I know during the rollout, madaming different stans na appreciated yung rollout ni SG for this music video. So, ito na, the most anticipated music video, i-share na natin so that they can see and they can watch it.
See!
Sabi ni Zooey, that was a different Sarah G talaga. Ibang-iba sa mga past MVs niya. Alam mo, ano, yung mata niya, yung presence niya. Girl.
Iba. Iba talaga.
Para makangain siya. From Merlion Matthew, the amazing promotion was a foreshadowing of how great the music video is gonna be. I regret doubting her team for a second. There's going down. There's no going down after this G production. Taasan lang natin my mind music video. Congratulations to Viva and Way Better and all the team and the credits na binanggit natin kanina.
Yeah, with this ano great production, mas nakaka-excite yung mga susunod pa. Diba?
Julie, sabi ni Mateo kanina. Yes, a lot more to anticipate. And for sure, there are career-defining announcements and highlights soon. So, let's watch out for that. Sabi ni Raynan, excited for what's next to come. Thank you for making everyone happy and entertained, Sarah. Thank you for inspiring us.
Uy, ang ganda nung nails ni Sarah sa dance break, umiilaw.
From Extraordinary.
Palaka
nyo,
sabihin mo yan. Yeah, parang yes, ang ganda. May ko nakita para sa nails.
Sabi ni Zybro11, parang kinabahan ako sa simula. Natakot ako baka hindi talaga ma-meet ang expectations ng popsters. Pero sobra. This is beyond my expectations. Ang ganda ng overall production, including the concept, costumes, makeup. By the way, mas lalong gumanda ang MV for the second view. I bet. So, thank you for tuning in. We're waiting for our next guest to come up on space para let's discuss further. Kanina, inupisa na ni Mateo. Sino kaya ang ibang papasok pa? Char.
Yes.
Oh, are we seeing the director of the music video?
Let's go!
Let's go!
Hello.
Hi, everyone. Hello.
Good evening, everyone.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. And introducing to you guys the head and the mind of My Mind Music Video, the director, Naki of Way Better. Good evening, Sir Naki. How
Thank
are
you, guys.
You?
Good evening. Thank you so much. I'm also here with my co-director, si Stacy. He's in the call also.
Hello, guys. Isang phone lang.
Hello,
Paul. Yeah, isang phone lang muna kami. But yeah, guys, super thank you so much for receiving the video. Very much well. Super tiring to, pero I'm really happy that you guys like it.
Super. A lot of popsters nga hindi pa ma-processor natin yung music video that they've seen. But you made a lot of us happy talaga. And shout out din sa team yung sa Way Better, G Productions and Viva from the rollout, Sir Naki, ha? And now the anticipated music video, you didn't fail us. So it's upon us na to support and share the good the good project.
Yes. Thank you so much. And also, a lot of it is from the G production team as well. Super ganda ng nagawa nilang rollout. Stacy was really the one in charge of making sure that the visuals were on point. So yeah, he was definitely a key factor to as why the rollout is super nice. Even sa amin, it was very much, you know, fresh and new to see a Sarah G rollout like this. It felt like it was a long time coming, you know. So, yeah, everything from the rollout all the way to, you know, the video, super long nights, but we're super proud of it and really happy that you guys like it.
On that note, Sir Naki, you said, yeah, parang even for Sarah G, this is like, to be honest, as pop says, the rollout was unprecedented, no? But, shinare namin kanina, Mateo was here nung early parts ng space after we watched the music video. We congratulated him and the team. Pero let me just read to you again yung sinabi ng isang popster na nag-tweet siya before. No one does it like Sarah. And when she decides to move forward, original Filipino music advances with her too. So thank you for giving her also the quality content that, you know, can push forward and for the industry as well to elevate.
Yeah.
So
working with Sarah, it's been a dream, of course, super privileged for us to work with not just Sarah but Billy also and Sila Mateo. And you know, we're just really happy na kumaga this is really gonna push boundaries and ceilings more, especially sa OPM scene. Cause you know, we feel like, you know, the world really deserves to see how talented and how amazing Filipinos are, especially yung talent na that's been in the country for like so long. You know, with somebody like Sarah who's really spearheading and you know, especially sa P-pop space. And yeah, we're just super happy na, you know, we really elevated it to some extent. And hopefully, you know, the impact ng video goes beyond just Sarah's fan base, and hopefully, you know, all the other videos in the industry as well gets to, you know, rise to a level of quality na, you know, we want it to be at.
True. To Naki and to Sir Stacy, now that the video is out, how are you guys feeling? I mean, you've kept this for quite a few weeks na, no? Now that it's now out to the world to see, how are you guys feeling?
We're feeling great, especially tagal rin namin tinrabaho. Actually, like, kailan ba first pitch natin ito na?
Yeah, we were actually given this pitch, ano pa, it was like July of last year. Sobrang dami ng versions ng video na to. It had like 3 different versions, and we finally landed with this one. Yeah, so super happy kami ngayon. You know, seeing it finally published. Sobrang daming long nights. I mean, I've said this earlier, but it was really, you know, a really stressful thing to put together. Pero grabe, it's just it's so fulfilling to finally see it come to life. Yeah.
Nakakatakot ba? I mean, as the creator, I mean, when you put out something na after a long while, like,
I mean, of course, more of, I mean, as with anything, kahit, you know, you give your best effort, you know, really make sure and it's the best version of what it is. You can't really help but feel nervous and, you know, that fear, especially, you know, pag malapit na yung release date. But, you know, that's pretty much the same situation for us, you know, in all of the projects that we do. Even outside of this Sarah Geronimo project, even sa Way Better projects namin, every time we do have a release, it's always nerve-wracking and nakakaba pa rin talaga all the time. But also, when we were first doing it, you know, even, you know, pitching the ideas to Sarah and Sarah's team, to Billy and Billy's team, it was nerve-wracking, yes, pero we kind of just operated in a way na we were used to operating. So whatever felt right in our minds and in Stacy's mind and in my mind, pun intended, we just really followed that, you know. So yeah, it's nerve-wracking, pero again, super fulfilling. And also, Jin pala is in this call.
Yes, so, yes. Jin. We would like to welcome the composer and one of the producers of My Mind, Sir Jin Chan of Way Better. And for the benefit of the new listeners, we have our co-directors for My Mind music video, Direct Naki and Direct Stacy. Direct Stacy handled mostly the visuals. So welcome. These are the guys from Way Better, co-production with G Production and Viva. Good evening, Sir Jin.
Hi, hello. Naglalakad ako ngayon sa Tomas Morato eh. Medyo maingit dito eh.
Thank you. Ay, sir, sige, unahin kita for a next question. I mean, as the writer and producer. Ay, pabati pala muna, Sir Jin. Sorry.
Ano yan? Sorry.
Pabati muna sa listener.
Hello. Ako si Jin Chan. Yeah. What's up, man?
The favorite producer of Sarah recently. And madaming... We have a lot of hits from Sir Jin. No? Sir Jin, I mean, as the writer and producer of My Mind, now that I'm not sure if you have seen the music video yet, no, but now that the music video is out, how does the concept correlate with your personal imagination when you were writing the song or doing the song with Sarah?
I think at that time, pinag-usapan naman namin rin ni Naki, I think, yung parang... kumbaga yung it's sort of like futuristic kasi ayun nga eh, maliban dun sa parang cyberpunk na concept, I mean, yung My Mind naman talaga was made para kumbaga to elevate or to let people kumbaga hear what Sara has in store kumbaga, like in terms of new tracks, kasi you know yung mga nilalabas niya before was like ballads or mga soft songs, so she wanted to kumbaga push her limits. But again, she wanted to push her limits to become to make something that she doesn't normally make. So the concept of the video directly correlates to the concept of the song that we had in mind.
Yeah, so on that note, may we ask Sir Naki and Sir Stacy, kanina kasi pre-show, a lot of pop stars have their own theories about hyper-surveillance, cyberpunk, yun yung mga words na that came out eh, pati mind control, and we also saw references to Japanese anime, 90s aesthetic. But to you guys, as co-directors of My Mind Music Video, what is the actual story or concept surrounding the music video?
Yeah, to be fairly honest with you, we don't really want to attach any specific storyline to it. When we first created the narrative, you know, we built it around this concept, around this theme, but we didn't really put like this very linear story to it. Mostly because we enjoy, you know, the films that we grew up with and the stories that we really love. We love it when it's open to interpretation, you know. So one of the reasons why we put a lot of those symbols in there, like you would see the eye, of course, which is the very prevalent element in the video, and the CRT TVs and all that. We wanted to play around with this idea na parang, you know, Sara was in this world and she's being watched in there, and you know, so things happen, and suddenly Billy is there, and then there's like a bunch of people, and then pagdating sa dulo, she would, you know, smash that eye that was like, you know, like looking at her. I'll leave it to everybody's interpretation as to what that means. But for us, it was, for us as directors, and even with Sara and Billy, it was all in agreement na parang it was a very freeing idea, especially towards the end where she smashed that TV. It very, very much signified this parang era of her, like, you know, really breaking things down and really getting rid of you know, those eyes that are like controlling her, like looking at her. So again, the story is very much open to interpretation, but in terms of the elements that you guys saw there, it was very much speaking on that theme.
I'll take that also like as a metaphor of the celebrity life of Sara, actually, you know. So it's a bold move, huh? Nice.
Yeah, interesting. Yes, pero Sir Daki, may question po kami. Pwede po ba nating malaman kung kaninong mata yun?
Hindi eh.
Iisang no, mata no, lang ba yun? No, iba-iba? Parang iisa lang tao yun eh, no?
Ano na lang, just do your research na lang siguro.
Wow! we have an assignment.
Kailangan namin gumamit ng...
It's not that deep.
Kailangan namin gumamit ng AI tool para malama kung kanina.
Yes, okay, sige. I wanna ask something to Sir Naki din. With Sara's recent projects, we have seen her kasi take control over co-direction and production of her concerts, live staging. And for this music video, how much is Sara G involved in this project?
She was very much involved sa conception pa lang na idea all the way to the end. One of the things na we really love to do so way better is to really work hand in hand with the artists that we work with. That's kind of like our whole mantra dito na, you know, with any project that we do, it's definitely a team effort. You know, it's a consolidation of all these ideas from and the people that we work with. So yeah, definitely Sara was there ever since the beginning. Even the whole like the eye idea, we really developed that thoroughly with Sara, and she really loved it. So in terms of the key elements of the video and how it felt and how it looked, Sara was very much vocal as to what she wanted and you know, what's best for the video. So yeah, it's really nice to work with her because she's, you know, she has really great ideas, and you know, it's nice to be able to develop those ideas and bring them to life, especially in this video.
Thank you for that. And this is not your first time working with Sarah on a video, as well as producing some of her recent hits, diba? So how was it working with Sarah this time and with Billy for the first time, ba? With Billy?
Yeah, it's our first time working with Billy. We first worked with Sarah for the Hangganan video with Jin. Of course, the difference between then and now, I mean, of course, the song is very much different as well. Hangganan was a very much like more intimate in the video, but for this one, you know, props to Jin for, you know, making such an amazing track that's very much in our lane, which is like the hip hop type of lane. And when we coming into the My Mind video, me and Stacy have been doing hip hop videos like a whole ton before this, so we were really excited to work on this one because it was definitely something that we were used to, and it was, you know, something that was in our lane. I guess the difference between the initial one and For My Mind was this one was more energetic and exciting, mostly because of the world that we're trying to build for the song. We didn't really want to make it like a simple video lang. We really wanted to build a world around it. So yeah, it was definitely exciting when it comes to that part, the whole world building aspect to My Mind. Yeah,
that's really good. And can I just say that we've been really waiting for My Mind to have visuals, and this is just the perfect timing, and you guys really are the perfect team for it. So yeah, congratulations, sir.
Thank you guys so much. Thank you guys.
Yeah, okay. Is Sir Jin Chan still here?
Yeah,
we can hear you. We noticed there are a few adjustments or additions from the original cut of the songs. Tapos we have a dance section as well as a certain new sound elements added. What was the directive to come up to this new version of the song?
As much as I know, kasi I wasn't really involved in this final cut dito sa song. But yung goal nila was, because for them, it was a little bit too short. So they wanted to put in some new kumbaga flavors. Tapos isang dance section rin. Because one of the problems that they realized was na-release na tong song. So kumbaga, ano yung pwede nilang gawing different this time, not only the music video. So they had to come up with a new arrangement, kumbaga not too far naman dun sa original concept talaga ng song, but just for the music video itself.
Oh, okay. So, are we expecting this remix to be released on streaming platforms?
That hindi ko mag-guarantee sa inyo.
Hopefully, though. Oh, sana nakikinig yung...
Sana!
Viva Publishing, G-Prod.
Viva! Hello!
I mean, that's
maybe if you guys make some noise about it, they might.
Yes, kalampagin ang Viva. Oh, okay, everyone.
Because if people gonna do the dance break challenge on TikTok, we'll be needing the official audio for TikTok. So hopefully they'll put out the remix on streaming platforms. So to Sir Stacy, since the rollout, since yung first teaser ng music video, one of the more impressive elements that popstars, or actually in the, across different stands and fandoms then na nakakita nung rollout ng teasers, the more impressive elements we saw in the from the video was the CGI work, especially sa world building that you were talking about kanina, it created. Yeah. So I would assume si Sir Stacy yung nag-handle ng visual direction for the video. We would like to know lang the challenges that come up when producing a high-profile music video with CGI work, especially in the context of local production, because we know CGI is expensive. So, for My Mind, how did you go about the challenges ng CGI work?
With CGI, personally, matagal ko na siyang ginagawa, and I've had a lot of projects before with some big hip-hop acts like Al Jameson. But I guess it's something na I'm very comfortable with, contrary sa iniisip ng tao na parang, you know, CGI is gonna take weeks or it's gonna be very expensive. Overall, it's just something in my lane, and I found a workflow naman, especially like yung futuristic scene. So it wasn't really that big of a challenge. The bigger challenge actually was figuring out the moving set, and
yeah,
Naki could tell more details about that.
Yeah, basically Stacy is really, really good at it. You know, that's basically it.
I mean, very well done. I think it's refreshing. I mean, for mainstream, at least for mainstream, there are a few acts lang that can pull off parang really good CGI. And this is, I mean, a lot of people were very impressed. So, good job. Since super okay na sa'yo yung CGI, to way better naman na team. I mean, this is a co-production with G Productions and Viu. This is a high-profile music video and mostly anticipated, diba? What are the challenges na you faced producing this? Or any takeaways from the experience of shooting, conceptualization, etc.? Can you share a bit about that lang?
I mean, in terms of the challenges of it, to be quite honest, it's not as different as the other videos that we've made. In terms of kumbaga, difficulty, I mean, of course, you know, this was shot around January. So it was really fresh off of the new year. So a lot of people were still in vacation mode. So we had to, you know, really activate like a whole bunch of people. In terms of the difficulty, it's honestly, it's more on the logistical side, getting the right people for the job that's needed. But in terms of other challenges, it's nothing different from, you know, it's nothing new from what we normally run into sa mga productions. I guess one takeaway that we got from this video is, you know, just to trust in the initial vision. You know, we're the types of creatives kasi na we don't really overthink stuff. If it feels good, if we feel like it looks good, that's it, you know. This video was just a testament to, you know, just to that, na parang, you know, at some point you kind of have to let go and just go with what feels right, you know. So yeah.
And also, maybe it works because you guys had a vision na talaga. So, the creative integrity to that, while there are a lot of moving parts in terms of production, I mean, yeah, set na kayo dun sa vision. So, that's probably why it sobrang ganda. I mean, it's coherent, cohesive to whatever you do, diba?
Yeah. And also, I forgot to add pala, one of the biggest challenges was the moving set.
This was yung parang silver room.
Yes, that one.
Yeah. What was it? Was it conveyor pa? That's a floor or yung walls yung gumagalaw? Tama?
I won't go into the details how. Pero, you know, one of the biggest things we wanted to do, this was actually one of Sarah's ideas actually, is to have that parang illusion of, you know, something different going on with the walls and the floor. So it was definitely a challenge to, you know, put that together and find a way to, you know, to find a way to make it work. And it was really, you know, a lot of trial and error. We had a bunch of renditions and revisions to make, especially even to shoot day. You know, as with anything, no matter how much you plan it, you know, things really go south eventually. So we had to adjust on the spot, pero you know, we really made it work and it was difficult, pero you know, we pulled it off. For that one, it was very much a team effort, you know, super shout out to art department namin and sa mga setmen natin who were there. They really made it work. It was a long day, it was a long shoot, pero they really gave their best effort all the way until the end. So yeah, super credit sa art department for helping us out with that one.
Congrats, guys. And also,
it turned out
very well. We love that part. Ako personally, I like that part. I mean, yung shock factor when seeing it the first time. Super good.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Another question, sir. Kasi since Mateo kanina pumasok siya sa space, we would also like to touch upon, we understand nga that the majority of the principal takes were done in G Studios, their newly opened business venture as a shooting space. How was it working with it within that space?
So it was awesome. You know, when we first visited the space, yung first ocular visit for the space, I was really blown away with how well thought out the space was. You know, as a creative, a lot of the space there was really well thought out. It was very intentional. There's no wasted space. Every part of G Studios served the purpose, and I really love that. You know, it's really like a creative playground, and I really loved how Mateo and Sarah really built that space, and you know, it suited our purpose na rin talaga for the video. It was nice, you know, shooting it there, especially outside. There's like landers, and it's like this really
convenient
open space. So it's
parking space.
It's very peaceful there, you know. So, granted, it was in the south, and we're from the north, kasi, so it was really kind of difficult to get to. Pero,
it was a journey,
you know. Yeah, it was definitely
but
a journey.
Like,
pero you know, it was
was the set built on location, or you had to deliver pa mga prefabricated? No, I would imagine
we had to build it sa G Studios mismo. So a lot of the stuff that we had, we, you know, of course had to bring it all to G Studios. You know, all the materials, all the people that needed to build the set. So we definitely had to bring it to the south.
Yay. I mean, this is the first.
Yeah, we can imagine the effort. Pala.
And first music video out of G Studio. So congrats, G Studios team.
Yeah, that's true. Wait, you're seeing it ko lang, ha? Because this is really good news. Because my mind re-enter in iTunes Philippines at number 23 right now.
Okay, Popstars, you know, the drill, patasin niyo pa.
Yes, also, okay. But hihintayin natin yung bagong version.
Yes. And so YouTube then, let's crucial yung first 24 hours. So
stream. Okay, sige. Kanina pinag-uusapan namin, sir, mga fave parts namin. And we want to know which parts of the video are your favorites. Sinong gusto mo una? Sir Jean, dali natin. Sir Jean, anong favorite part mo ng video?
Hindi ko pa sila napanood fully eh. Pero actually, yung pinaka-favorite ko na part, honestly, when I first saw the initial draft, tapos nakita ko na yung may ano na, may CGI na, I was blown away, literally. Kasi I know that Stacy has been doing a lot of CGI, pero wala, that specific part just blew me away. Like, ano, ang laki na ng improvement. Kasi he's been doing 3D modeling and 3D animating for like a long time na. So to see that come to fruition, tapos high profile pa yung project, I mean, it just made me really proud.
Yes. Okay, si Sir, thank you, Sir Jean, si Sir Naki, and Sir Stacy. Favorite parts of the video?
Personally, my favorite part din yung it's when kakatapos lang nung verse ni Billy, tapos yung may transition na CGI.
Yes! Ganda! Ganda yan kanina! Grabe!
Oh. I really enjoyed that part.
Yung panning pan up nung building, super cool. Okay, sorry, yep. Go.
We actually didn't plan that part. I was just, you know, playing around with the 3D world I built. I was like, this would fit. So when I rendered it,
yeah,
I was so happy na ganda nung kinalabasan. So yeah, that's my favorite part.
Yeah. That's my favorite part as well, actually.
Okay, lahat tayo yan ang magiging favorite part natin.
Yes, and it's honestly, again, just to speak on it, just like what I said earlier, a lot of the way we work, it's very much, you know, if we have an idea, we just try it out on the spot, no matter if it's like super close na to, you know, the release date. And you know, when you do that, you get to come up with these things na parang are super unexpected, pero you know, it's really impactful, you know. So I guess that's one of the biggest reasons then as to why we really love that scene, kasi we Stacy really came up with it like on the whim lang, and it just totally worked. It, you know, it really fit the energy of the video, and you know, that's one of the main reasons as to why we really love that.
Super nice to hear, you know, yung creative process then about, I mean, it wasn't planned talaga tapos. I mean, that's how creativity works naman, no? So, super nice. And just in lang, we've unlocked 11,000 tweets. 11,000 tweets for the My Mind music video tag. Number
yes,
four.
Yes, let's go.
Number four on the Philippine trends. And last serious question na Sir Naki, Sir Jin Chan, to Sir Stacy. As a creative hub, you know, for way better naman to, as a unit, we've seen your work na parang you guys definitely are emerging as a key player in the industry. Now, also that you have a big star under your belt, big portfolio with Sarah G, with Danny, she's killing it in the hip-hop R&B genre. So, under your portfolio, what are your next goals for Way Better in terms of production, in terms of video, a lot. So, just share us a bit of your plans.
Yeah, Jin, would you like to take this first one?
I think you can explain it a little bit better.
Yeah,
especially with
yeah,
like circumstances
oh.
right now.
But I'm having punch tonight.
Yeah. Yeah. So for this year, there's so many other things na we really want to put out. Especially for our roster of artists. Specifically, lalo na sa you know kay Denny and the Satos brothers. They're two of our biggest artists ngayon. No, I won't really go into detail muna, but you know, we've come up with a bunch of projects na are really, you know, amazing, and we really want to roll them out across the year. And also we plan on, you know, collaborating with a much more wider group of talent. So I mean, this is one of those already. I mean, we already have Sarah which and Billy. And yeah, so down the road, expect a lot more collaborations between Way Better and a lot of these industry leading artists as well. Yeah, for this year, we just really want to, you know, keep doing what we do. Yeah, we just really want to work with a whole ton of other creatives. And that's mostly it. That's all I'm going to say for now.
We'll watch out for it. And hopefully more collaborations with Sarah. Syempre, as pop stars. But, yes. But we'll support you guys.
And
go.
Also, to add lang, you know, if I hope this isn't the last time we work with Sarah. It's really fun working with her. So if there's another chance for us to work on something new again, we would definitely love to. Also, I'd like to mention that Jin is going to be releasing a lot of singles na rin for the rest of the year. So, Jin, could you tell them about that?
Let's go, Sir Jin.
Ayun. ano bang, what can I say? Ano na lang, bale. This year kasi, aside dun sa mga ano ko, aside with the artists that I work with this year kasi, God has been really good to me for the past couple of months and the past few years, actually my whole life. So, ayun, thank you, Lord. Pero other than that, I've been given opportunities to work with a lot of international artists na. So, aside from that, I really want to, kumbaga, explore kung ano yung pwede kong maging direction. Kasi yun yung naging problem ko, and I opened it up with Naki several times na. Sa dami kong ginagawa, sa dami kong sinusulat na iba't ibang genre, hindi ko natuloy alam yung direction na gusto ko for my music. But finally, I think we found a foothold, and the next single that I'm gonna be releasing with Way Better is gonna be Afrobeats. So it's one of my favorite genres, so I think it's a perfect release this year.
Kinilabutan ako sa Afrobeats. That's nice,
huh? True. I mean, yeah, but ano na lang.
Congrats, Sir Jin. We're excited for that.
February 29, Sir Jin Chen's releasing a new song. So, let's work. I mean, sana kumalat sa dance community. I'm excited. Afrobeats. Oh my God. Sige. Congrats. Way Better, Sir Jin. Sir Naki, Sir Stacy, do you guys like to add pa?
I'm good. Just wanna thank everybody, especially sa appreciation na pinakita niya sa MV na to. Was kind of pressured at first. I'm so happy na everyone loved the MV. So yeah, it's pretty much it for me.
Yeah. And yeah, again, thank you so much, guys, for the support. Please do keep on sharing it, and you know, hopefully we can get My Mind to be number one trending on YouTube. That's the goal. But yeah, hopefully we get to work with Sarah again after this one. And thank you guys so much for the support from the rollout palang all the way to now. And thank you for having us on here.
Thank you guys for sharing your time with us, your thoughts, and again, huge congratulations for a job well done to Sir Natty, yeah, Sir Stacy, Sir Jinchan, the whole Way Better team, G Production.
Yeah, it's our pleasure to have you here, and we're looking forward for more projects with you and Sarah. Sobrang excited kami.
And super thank you. Just like to point out lang how generous you guys are with us for sharing and spending time. So we appreciate it totally. And onwards and forward for Way Better. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so once again, let's give it up for Sir Natty, Sir Stacy, and Sir Jinch.
Yes. The directors of the music video and the writer and producer of the song. And thank you again to Way Better, to G Productions, Viva.
Yes, G Prod, and Sir Mateo.
And Mateo for making this launch party a memorable one, no? Popsters.
Yes, definitely.
Hopefully you got a lot from that short interview. Hindi naman short, mga 30 minutes siya. So
all right. Alam kong sobrang hype pa tayo ngayon dahil sa ganda ng music video. But once again, everyone, please follow the streaming guidelines and continue to stream para pasok agad sa YouTube trends. And also, please continue to support her future projects, yes, para continue ang magagandang rollout. Yes. Okay. Thank you.
Don't forget to stream, no? And continue pa rin yung pag-tweet natin para maraming makakita. And don't forget to to promote it on TikTok so makita nila yung new MV ni Sarah. Yun lang. And basta stream lang tayo. Show natin yung support natin kay Sarah kasi ang ganda naman yung binigay niya sa atin.
And yes, hi! Of course, huwag po natin kalimutan na mag-stream tayo. Sundin natin ang streaming guidelines para pasok lahat ng mga views natin. And abang-abang lang tayo dahil sabi nga nila marami tayong aabangan for SARS. And keep on sharing the music video kasi deserve ng music video na mag-trend at maraming views kasi sobrang ganda naman talaga ng music video. Ayan, thank you guys sa mga nag-join din.
Yes, I mean, we're at the tail end of our special edition of Popsters Space, the launch of the music video of My Mind. Thank you guys for tuning in from the pre-show kanina and for joining us sa streaming party. Yon, and I would just like to take this opportunity on behalf of us. A huge shout out to the teams again. Ni-roll out na natin kanina, but continual streaming My Mind music video. Thank you guys so much.
Yes, okay. So, and reminder once again that kung isi-share natin yung video, let's not share the full video. We can get a short clip and put on the link para ma-direct sila doon sa video sa YouTube mismo. So, let's go for the gold. Okay. So, thanks to our guests. Thank you guys for listening. Thanks to our hosts, Ab, Kaloy, Jello, and Ian. And this is Siaw. I'm gonna play the song one more time before we end the space in behalf of the Popstar Stays team. Thank you! And don't tell him what we're doing, man.